యదనుధ్యాసిన విద్య కర్మభక్తి నిబంధన చిందంతి భూమిదాస్తూనకు ధ్యానమతి. It is said, Tatmari Jira Manasa Bhagavan Sastadam Pati Sotabhya Kita Dabban Dhira Pujya Chanitata. This means that is God. Last morning that we have to engage ourselves fully in Krishna consciousness by hearing Srotavya, by ear. In other words, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padadivanam, Arjanam Mandanam Rastam Sakhamaka Nidhesa. These are the devotional thoughts. Here, first of all, ears. Hearing means the perfect knowledge. Hearing from the authority. Because we are ignorant. Just like we go to schools, colleges, and hear from the teachers, from the professors. Similarly, hearing means hearing from the authority, not from the rascals. That is it. Just like Vedas, it is said, Sadvikshanatham sa gurumeva abhigatse. To hear the right news, the perfect knowledge, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Gurumeva abhigatse. Must. It is not that I can get knowledge at home whether I go to Guru. I do not find any Guru. These things are correct very much. It may be there is no Guru, not at all. He cannot say that. Just like there are imitation coins. We are met with some imitation coins. That does not mean there is no real coin. You are unfortunate, you met with imitation coins. So don't make that calculation that there is no real coin, all imitation. That is not. There is imitation coin and there is real coin. It is up to you to find out which is the real and which is the imitation. The Bhagavad Gita gives you direction that if you are actually serious about finding out a guru, who requires a guru, who requires, that's not Guru Prabhupada, one who surrenders as a guru, jigyasu seya uttama. One who is inquisitive to understand the transcendental knowledge. The ordinary man does not require to search out the Guru to find out astrology. Guruji, kindly tell me what will be the price next. Not that Guru. Jigyasu Sreya Uttam. One who is serious to understand about the transcendental law. Uttama. Uddhata Sama. Beyond this material world. This material world is Sama. That. So, if one is very serious to inquire about the world of light, for him there is need of Guru. Not for ordinary people. Guru, we should not make a guru as a fashion. No. Everyone makes a guru, let me have a guru or any kind of. No, that is not required. Guru is required by somebody who is serious to know about the transcendental world, the world of light, tamasi ma jyotitam, the world of jyoti. Natatra sasaimesuryo nagarra. That world, where there is no need of sun, moon, electricity, there is another world. That we get information from Bhagavad Gita. Parastasvasubhava-kanya. There is another nature, which is sanatana. It's idana. This world, this material world, is not idana. Just like we have got this body. This is not idana. It is temporary. It has got some particular state of its birth, and it has got some particular state of its annihilation. Similarly, this gigantic body, universe, it is created at a certain date, and it will be annihilated at a certain date. This is material world. But there is another world that information we get from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, spiritual world, and this material world is only 1/4 of the whole creation. Ekamsena situdha. Atma bahunaitena kinyatena tamadhyana vishnabhyam idam aham krishnam ekamsena situdha. This is only one part. The three-fourth part is the spiritual world. In this world, the living entities, they are very small number. All these living entities throughout the whole universe, 14 worlds, they are only some limited. But in the spiritual world, the number of living entities are unlimited. These information we have to hear. Therefore here it is said, truth of the all. One must hear. Truth of all. There is Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. It has to be acquired by hearing. Shruti. Not by seeing, not by experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Because it is beyond. Beyond our sense perception. Achinta khaluji bhava natastarkena juja. Don't try to understand by false argument, dry argument, which is beyond your perception, beyond your reach. Simply waste of time. Then how to know? La srutavya yogi here. That is only me. The example has been several times. You see, if you want to know who is your father, it is the srutavya. From where? From the authority, my mother. You cannot manufacture your knowledge who is your father. No. You cannot beg with it. That is not because it is beyond your reach. The father was existing before your birth. So how can understand father by experimental knowledge? That is not possible. You have to accept the statement of your mother. That's all. Really. Similarly, Vedas are mother of knowledge. Puranas are sisters of knowledge. So we have to consult from the Vedas and from the right person. Pratijnanathamsa guru meva vijat from the guru. Not that you purchase one book, Vedas, from the market and you become a Vedantist. No. That is not possible. Pratijnanathamsa guru meva vijat must go to understand. Pratijdhi panipadena pariprasnena sivaya. These are the Indians. Srotam. This is the process of srotam. Tad vidhi dvanipate. You have to hear by surrender. but you have to find out where you can surrender. Because everyone is big man. Why you can surrender? So unless he finds out somebody where he can surrender, then that is the beginning of transcendental knowledge. Sutta. So, who can be a bigger personality than Krishna? So, hear from Krishna, hear from Vyasa, hear from Narada, hear from their representative. Narada's representative Vyasa, Vyasa representative Madhavani. Similarly, in that parampara system, even parampara, praptam, even rajasayu. So, we have to catch up the parampara, the cyclic chain, bona fide spiritual master, and from him we have to hear. Sutta Vyas. Now, in the next verse, it is said that Jadano Vyasa, Vyas, simply by thinking of Krishna, hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, meditating about Krishna, worshipping Krishna, you become perfect. That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyari Mahan Namaskuru. So the Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. We are teaching people that here is God, Krishna. We can give you the name and address, all and everything. Yes. Krishna says, Tathama Paramahamsa. He is giving his address. Jagrasyana Nivartanti. Where you go, you don't require to come where. Tathama Paramahamsa. So Krishna is giving information about his abode. So simply, you have to qualify yourself to go there. That's all. That qualification is simply Hanmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaj Mahang Namaskuru. Simply think of me. And if you simply think of Krishna, you become the greatest yogi. Yogi Namati Sarvesha Madhgata Antaratmana Sadhyaman Bhajati Yuman Samidhutama. This is the first class yogi. So, we are teaching our people to become the first class yoga. People are very much attached to the yoga system, mystic yoga system. But the core of yoga system is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's name is Yogeshwara. By practicing yoga, if you don't find Krishna, then samaya mahi kevalam, then simply you have wasted your time for nothing. For nothing. Yes. That is the bhasha. If you haradita jadi hari tapasada tatke, tapasya, austerity means to understand Krishna. So if we understand Krishna, then there is no need of any more tapasya. Tapasya, business is finished. If you do not understand Krishna, simply undergoing tapasya, it is simply waste of time. Aradhita jadi hari tapasada tatke, naradhita jadi hari tapasada tatke. So, here is the same thing. Jadano dhyasana jukta karmaganti nivandhanam. Nivandhanam. It is tightly interlocked. Our karmaganti. We had some types of activities in our past life. And we have brought this body. Everyone. Karmana daiva netrena jantar diha upapati. The different types of body, 8 million million 400,000 species of life, different types of birds, Jalajanavalam Prani, 900,000 species in the water, in this way. Plants, trees, creepers, serpents, insects, birds, trees, then human forms. This is the process of evolution. Each body is a concession by Krishna. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. You want to do something, just like for doing something you must have particular type of instruments. Similarly, the body needs particular type of instruments. So you desire to do something, Krishna gives you a particular type with the senses and intellect. This is the change of body. Karmana Daivanatra. Daivanatra na, by superior examination, it is settled that this man or this beast is dying. Of course, for lower than animals, they have got natural process of evolution. But when you come to the human form of body, you have got response. Now, you can make your next life better than this or lower than this. Just like one man is given the chance of becoming some minister or magistrate, if he does very nice, he's promoted, otherwise degraded. Similarly, this human form of life is meant for understanding God. That is the only business. If we don't understand what is God, what is Krishna, and our relationship with Him, then we are missing the point. Then we become entangled. This entanglement is karma ganti nivarnam, by our karma. By different kind of karma we are becoming entangled. So to unknot this, binding of entanglement is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogyate karma. You work simply for yoga, for satisfaction of yoga, yogapati, Vishnu, or God, or Krishna. Yogyate karma. Anyatra karma vandana. If you do not act for Krishna, do not act for Vishnu, for yoga, then karma mandhana. Yajnyate karma, annatra karma mandhana. So this is karma mandhana. This karma mandhana begins from our attachment to this material world. How our material attachment increases. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pushantya mituni bhava meva. Mituni bhava. There is sex impulse between man and woman. There are two classes of living entities, man and woman, or male or female. So, the male is attracted by the female, and the female is attracted by the male. Pungsangya Mithunibhava. But what is that attraction, central point, sex life? So, this maturity, this propensity is there not only in human body, but in the animal body also. That same propensity, sex life. So, but everyone is searching after where is a male, where is a female. And when they are united, the karma ganti becomes tight. That's all. Pungsangya mithuni bhava tayor mitha hridaya ganti mahu. They are searching after. And as soon as they are united, they become tightly knot, hridaya ganti. So, this is called samsara. This is called material existence. One life after another, one life after another, one life after another. This is called karma-ganti-nivarna. See, if we want to unknown this right reading of our heart, now, again, this is said, that as soon as the male female is united, then father, that name begins. What is that? Father Kshetra. Father Kshetra, Griha, Atma, Vidya. In this way, first of all, we are united, husband and wife. Then we want a nice apartment or house. Griha. Then, to maintain the house, we require a field. Field of activity. Generally, formally, it is agricultural. So you must have income. Atha Griha Kshetra Sudha. Then, children. Then Atma, friends. Atha Griha Kshetra Sudha Atma Pittai. Then again, money. In this way, our attachment increases. Janasva Mohoyam Ahamame. In this way, our illusory position, moho, increases one after another, this is called karmavanti nivana. Karmavanti nivana. Therefore, the basic civilization is to educate from the very beginning a child to become a brahmachari. That is the basic principle of education. Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumaro Acharit Pragro Dharmana Bhagavatam. Not that in old age, when I shall retire, I shall see what is Krishna consciousness. That will be very difficult. From the very beginning of that, Kumaro Acharit Pragro. Dharmana Bhagavishesh, especially, there are many kinds of religious principles. But karman bhagavata, Prahlad Maharaj says, real dharma is bhagavata. It means our understanding, our relationship with God, Bhagavan. That is real karman bhagavata. So, here the same thing is expressed. That yodano dhyasina yukta. Simply by chanting, or hearing, or meditating upon Krishna, yadana-dhyasana-yukta, karma-vanti-nibandana. Hoshina, just like we acquire a knife to cut the knot. Similarly, if we want to cut the knot of this material existence, unfortunately, people do not understand that what is the wrong in the material existence. They have gone in the simple knowledge. They think it is all right. They are ignorant. So much ignorant that they have no buddhi. They consider this body the concept of life. The body is finished and everything is finished. This is the philosophy going on all over the world. Big professors, philosophers, scientists, they are on this platform of thinking. I met one big professor in Moscow. He is Professor Potocki. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. Just he is a professor. He has no knowledge that there is life after death. So, what is going like? They do not know what is karmavanti, what is transmigration, nothing. Simply superficial. Blind men, they are leading other blind men, therefore they are kept in ignorance and the world is suffering just because they do not know what is the goal of life. Nati vidu sadhu bhatin vishno durasaya jivajivartama. They are trying to adjust things by illusory energy. Therefore, Allah-dathāndhī-yukunyamāna, it is exactly like a blind man is trying to lead other blind men. This is the therefore, this is the process just alone pass it on. You have to take one, nine. This is nine. What is that? Dhamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. This is nine. If you want to get rid of this entanglement of material existence, one body after another, then this is the only instrument by which you can unknot the knot and come out of the entanglement. Chinnanti. This very word is used, chinnanti. It cuts. Chinnanti. Kovidas person. Kovida means very intelligent person. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot take Sukrita mouth. It is not a manufactured word. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Namane Duskitana Mura Purpadante Norasa. So our taste is, if anyone is not Krishna conscious, he is either of these. Duskitino, Mura, Naradhama, Maya, Apuritaka. This is our purpose. You may say it is very sectarian, but Krishna says, what can I do? Krishna says, so therefore, as soon as you find out a person, he has no knowledge of Krishna, we put him either of these categories. Mura, Duskitina, Naradhama, Maya, Abhutaka. These are their qualities. Therefore, he said here, Chinnanti Kovida. He is neither of these rascals, miscreants, Mura, Naradhama, Maya, Abhutaka. Kovida. Very interesting. Kovida, Sasha. Kula Pujya Samhamrati. Anyone who has understood that simply by hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, working for Krishna, one can become released from this entanglement, will not accept you. For example, Jagji, in the Western countries, all the younger generation, they are so much addicted to industry. And the government is spending millions of dollars out of stock. But they have become unable. Just see how wonderful is this Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone who is coming to us, immediately by our restrictions, because as soon as he is initiated, he is made to promise no illicit sex, no misleading, no intoxication, no gambling. From that very day, it is suffered. And here are so many samples. So, chillanti, karmadanti, nivandanti, immediately. It is not story, it is practical. Karmadanti, nivandanti, bhumdhāsvasa, chillanti. They are trying so much. Then, we have got very practical experience. Even one cannot give up drinking tea. It is very difficult. Nobody can give up drinking tea. Nobody can give up smoking. And what is the job meeting and gambling and illicit sex. But Krishna success is no so nice that even children, young boys and girls, they give up very easily, simply coming to the Krishna. So this is a fact. Chinnanti Govidasasya. Simply by hearing about Krishna, simply chanting about Krishna, there is no other medicine, there is no other magic or mystic power. So they are giving up. If we take sincere Krishna consciousness, all these things in time, we immediately vanquish. That's a fact. Bhuvidāsvasya. Chinnanti Bhuvidāsvasya. Pūra-bhūjyātva-khāmrati. So this is the easiest process. This one is very, very intelligent. Then he takes to Krishna consciousness, surrenders to Krishna, and his life becomes successful, he becomes free from so many addictions. This is the result of Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti bhagavati abhinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasate. Simply by becoming a devotee of Krishna, all the good qualities of the demigods, just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, many demigods, they are good qualifiers. Otherwise, how they are boosted in such exalted position? They are very qualified. So, simply by becoming Krishna conscious, all the good qualities of the demigods, or all godly qualities, will manifest. There is no doubt about it. Bhakti prasanu bhava virakshyam, they will be reluctant. Param dishyani vastam, they find something so nice that they give up on it. This is the process. Unless you give something better, how one can give up his bad habit? That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Jalai Malai. They were all this addicted to illicit sex, meat eating, drinking, and intoxication, gambling, that is what their business. So, Nityananda Prabhu went to deliver them. That first of all, these rascals will be delivered. Therefore, he went there. They were very angry. They hurt him by throwing one stone on his forehead, and blood came out. He still Nityananda Prabhu is dead. All right, I don't mind. Please judge for it. This is vision. Nityananda. But when Lord Chaitanya had it, he became very angry. He wanted to kill them immediately. So, Nityananda Prabhu requested that in this incarnation you have promised not to accept any weapon. Please become a kind upon them. This is the person, this is the business of Guru. Guru introduces with God and prays to God, please excuse me. This is Guru. And by the request of Guru, God agrees to excuse. This is the problem. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply asked them that I can accept it simply if you agree not to commit any more sinful activity. This is the condition. Not that you form with your sinful activities and go on chanting. This is called Namnath Valat Jashahi Pahubuddhi. There are many persons that think, oh, we are expert in chanting. So, in the morning, let us commit all kinds of sinful activities and even if we chant, it will be counteract. Not that kind of chanting requires. That is offense, greatest offense. Namnath Parashasaji Pahubuddhi. One must give up and go all the propensities for sinful activities. Then take to Krishna consciousness and it will act. Otherwise, if you go on keeping both the lines that whole day I shall commit all sinful activities and at night I shall chant, just like in Christian church, there is a system, confession. At the end of the week, they go to the church and they confess before the priest. I have done so many sinful activities. Pray something and he says, all right, excuse. Again from one day, begin sinful activities. Yes. Not that. Once you stop sinful activities, you cannot commit again. Krishna is saying, Om Va Sarva Papi Bhamam Kushyami. Krishna is not so fool that you simply once surrender to him and then commit sinful activities and again surrender to him. No. That will not be allowed. Krishna can excuse you once or twice by the equal current, then it will add and people will be benefited. Chindan Diku Virasa Sa Kuna Kuja Kathamrati. So, Kathamrati, attraction for Krishna Katha. Simply let us hear, let us chant, let us think of Krishna, that will make us very much rapidly progressing on the spiritual path. Thank you. Five lakhs.